For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss received between $150,000 and $350,000 from the Paycheck Protection Program for Robin J. Voss Enterprises based in Burlington. This is according to records released yesterday by the U.S. Treasury Department. 3 days after his business was approved for the federal relief funds, the Assembly passed Wisconsin Relief Bill, which included an amendment from Voss introduced 10 minutes before the vote back in April, making it more difficult for essential workers to get compensation from their employers during the pandemic. Following the vote in April, State Rep. Melissa Sargent said, "The fact that we aren't investing any state money toward the largest public health crisis is concerning and embarrassing." You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with some of your headlines. New Milwaukee City Attorney Tierman Spencer has dropped an appeal from his predecessors that sought to apply qualified immunity to a former Milwaukee police officer in the shooting death of Civil Smith, which prompted the Sherman Park civil unrest back in 2016. The head of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission withdrew herself from consideration to continue to serve as executive director yesterday. Griselda Eldredi said the political climate at City Hall is part of their reason for withdrawing, citing the dysfunction has been baked into the structure of the FPC for far too long. Highs today in the upper 80s with a chance of afternoon scattered thunderstorms, overnight lows in the low 70s. Wednesday, expect highs of 92 in Madison and 86 in Milwaukee. Thursday, high of 88 degrees with a chance of thunderstorms throughout the afternoon. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. An Amber Alert was issued for a 10-year-old Baraboo girl missing since Monday afternoon. Cody Dutcher is described as 4 foot 9 inches tall, weighing around 110 pounds with blonde hair and blue eyes, wearing overalls. She was last seen in the 1100 block of 12th Street in Baraboo. A group of demonstrators painted the message "Defend Black Women" on Doty Street in downtown Madison Monday night as part of a week of gender justice action. The event was organized by Madison nonprofit Freedom Inc. Highs today in the upper 80s with a chance of afternoon scattered thunderstorms. Overnight lows in the low 70s. Wednesday, expected highs of 92 in Madison and 86 in Milwaukee. Thursday, high of 88 degrees with a chance of thunderstorms throughout the afternoon. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with some of your headlines. The five largest cities in the state of Wisconsin are being awarded over $6 million to help administer this year's elections during the coronavirus pandemic. Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha are receiving grants from the Nonprofit Center for Tech and Civic Life. The grant comes after the pandemic primary held back in April saw 180 polling places in Milwaukee, the state's largest city, reduced to just five. The goal of the grant is to help election officials overcome worsening budget gaps to administer safe elections by opening more polling sites, setting up drive-through and drop-off box locations, as well as provide personal protective equipment or PPE for poll workers while recruiting and training new ones. Some cities require approval from their common councils. Milwaukee could vote to accept the grant as early as tomorrow. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with some of your headlines. Major League Baseball released its 60-game schedule yesterday. The Brewers will open the season against the Cubs in Chicago. Two players have already tested positive for COVID-19 but are asymptomatic. They'll have to test negative twice in a 24-hour period in order to rejoin the team. The season will be played without fans in attendance, and most of the games will be played at night. Your weather today, highs in the upper 80s with a chance of afternoon scattered thunderstorms, overnight lows in the low 70s. Wednesday, expected highs of 92 in Madison and 86 in Milwaukee. Thursday, high of 88 degrees with a chance of thunderstorms throughout the afternoon. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.